ready? When you're ready, how about we read the title together? We are on week 5.
Standing on the knee ground of the church, being under the limitation of the body of Christ, and being body conscious in one accord.
How about one more time?
Standing on the unique ground of the church, being under the limitation of the body of Christ, and being body conscious in one accord.
So this week, we basically have three big points, right? One is that regarding the unique ground of the church.
Amen.
The second one is the limitation of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the last one is being body conscience in one accord. You know, last week, we are entering into this, the nature of the church. And we know this is a very high vision. We see the nature of the church should be divine, and it should be Christly, should be resurrectionally, and should be heavenly.
Amen.
But how can we have this build up the church in this way? You know, we actually this week it seems it's much practical, but this practical aspect of the church is very significant. Sometimes, you know, if we don't have this practical practice, this the nature of the church is just in our concept. It's just in our thought. But right. There's no way to realize this become the reality.
Right.
So we shouldn't look down, you know, the message of this week. Especially the first point, what is the unique ground of the church? Mm-hmm. We know, you know, I need to, every time I go to work, I need to go through the World Trade Center, and I see very, you know, right now, the new World Trade Center has been built. It's very well designed, very beautiful, and very strong. And it put a lot of effort to build. But what if eventually we figure out if it is built on the wrong place? And it will be a big trouble, right? So we know in order to have a location we can build up the church. Not only we need to know what is the nature of the church, what material we need to use, and
right.
In what way we build the church.
Right.
Actually, from the beginning, the very element, very basic element, is we need to see where we should build the church.
Right.
I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you can see, you know, the Lord in the, especially in the New Testament, revealed to us right in the book of Matthew, right? The church have two aspects. One aspect is a universal church. So in Matthew 16:18, we see the Lord will build His church, right? And the build the church, you know, even the gate of the Hades cannot prevail.
Amen.
And this church is a universal church. But right after this, in Matthew 18, we see, you know, this real place we can have church life, right? When we have problem with brothers or sisters, and we need to tell the church which church is. You cannot tell a universal church. The church must be a local church. It's a real brother, sister we can go to, and a church can really hear us, and that church is the local church.
Amen.
And where this local church is actually located, if we read especially New Testament, we'll see, starting from the book of Acts, we see the first church, how the Bible said it is church in
Jerusalem.
And later we see church in Antioch, right? And we also see the church in Corinth, the church in Ephesus. And, you know, so the Bible revealed to us
Amen.
The church's boundary is agreed with the boundary of each city. And so you can see if this locality, it's a region, is more than a city, the Bible always say the churches. And if So, but you cannot see two churches in one city. That's you know, God's wisdom to keep the oneness of the body. If you are pretty new and not really familiar with this, it's really new to you, I won't really spend much time here. Really, you can fellowship older saints, or you can enter into, we have many ministry books regarding this, that the ground, the unique ground of church is one city and one church.
Amen.
Even for our next ministry book, our quarterly book, we will enter into this book called The Practical Expression of the Church. And in that book, you will see this truth very clearly.
Amen.
But why the Lord will, you know, ordain this way, one city, one church? I think that's the very significant purpose is we'll keep our oneness.
Right.
Think about this. You know, if you have problem with a brother or a sister, and you think, you know, I just cannot tolerate this person, and then I'll go to another place to meet, then the oneness of the church will be preserved. And I will give another example to you, but I will enter into the second point for now. You know, the second point, talking about, you know, as members of the body of Christ, standing on the oneness, the general ground of the oneness, we must be limited by the other members, not going beyond our majors.
Amen.
So every one of us have a major that ordained by God.
Amen.
He gave us, you know, I think we all know this. You know, we are members to one another. Some may be the eyes, some may be the mouth, some may be the finger, anything. So how about the law, you know, give me the major and function as an ear, so I can hear, you know, his word, his leading. And give a measure and function to another brother's mouth. He can speak well, clearly regarding God's speaking. But I don't want to take this, you know, God's arrangement, you know, because for somehow I'm a very eloquent people in my nature. My human nature, of course, you know, I'm not. But if I think, when I heard this brother is speaking the God's word, and I feel I can speak much better than him, and I decide, you know, I don't want to, you know, be limited by this arrangement of the body of Christ. So what I would do, you know, if we don't have this ground of oneness, our as these brothers, you know, they like to hear me, so we go to the next door, we have another meeting, right? So that will be a big damage to the oneness of the body. You know, the Lord wants there's only one body, one expression on the earth.
Amen.
And we express in different localities, and this different locality is actually one body.
Amen.
And it should be expressed locality by locality, city by city. Okay, and but I think the second point is much more than this, and it's very practical when we have heart to serve the Lord. It's very important we learn our position, our function, our major in the body.
Amen.
Especially when we know when we're serving, we ourselves or all the members are not perfect. We are imperfect, and we need to coordinate together.
Amen.
Now, you know, we like to use a basketball game. Very often we use basketball game, right? So we are playing a basketball. We are a team. So how about I'm a very excellent, good center. You know what is a center, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a brother is a very inexperienced point guard, and he probably even don't know how to, you know, pass the ball get the ball past the halfway, half court. And what should I do? You know, very often I would think, I can even, although I'm not a point guard, I can even dribble the ball past much better than him. Right? So when we are coordinating, we are serving together in the church. This is very real in a political situation, but we should really know what's our measure, and we are willing to be limited.
Amen.
We are, since we are center, we are center.
Amen.
Right? And we probably need to help this point guard to learn to be a good point guard.
Yes. Right?
So, and but we not take his role, his prey, his function in the in the body. And but even more complicated is sometimes maybe the point guard don't want you help. Then what should we do? And we all need to really, you know, really seek before the Lord and make the oneness of the bodies real our only goal. You know, we are when we go back to this playing basketball. You know, if our goal, our vision is to win the game, then we are very likely will go over our major, because we think we can play this much better. Yeah. But our vision is building the body. You know, our vision is not to have better young people service only. No, the eternal purpose is not to have better young people service, better, best children service, best campus work, right? And preach to get more, the most people got saved. But our vision is the only purpose for God is to build the church, build up the body.
Amen.
So I think, and the last point, I think it's even, I think it's very precious, is we are not only, you know, very, you know, objectively, we learn to be limited, but we need to even get further and deeper. We need to have a sense of the body. We need to have body conscience. What does that mean? It means whatever we do, we need to have a sense. What is the feeling of the body? What is the feeling of the churches? And what is the feeling of other saints? Right? When we do, I did this. What is the feeling of other saints or the rest of the body of Christ? And not only the feeling, how I affect the body when I do this or do that. And this means we really need to, you know, whenever we do anything in the body, we really have this kind of consciousness.
Amen.
You know, as a sinner, we in the book, we know, in the message, we know we are all very self. We are living in the self. And self is very individualistic. So we rarely, you know, consider how the body will feel. I don't know if you trying to, when every day when you are thinking, consider something, even your service, what is the most important, or what is the reason for your thinking? Very, very often, you know, for myself, especially if I haven't seen the vision, I haven't been transformed to some degree, I will think, oh, whatever I do, what people, what other brothers or sisters will look at me? Mm-hmm.
Right? That's right.
When I speak this way, or I serve this way, how brothers and sisters will have a feeling about me? Mm-hmm. Or what I do this or I do that, what kind of what thing I can get from, right? I can, what will benefit for me, or what will affect my work, affect my service. And that also tell us, you know, we are very self-conscious. So body conscience actually versus our self-conscious.
Right.
And even we are not the kind of selfish people, right? We think we never consider ourselves, and we need to see actually as a finite person, we, no matter how, will be very self-perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, when I stand here, what I can see is this. But Sister Phoebe will see very differently from what I can see.
That's right. You know,
mm-hmm. Even yeah. I'm not selfish people, I'm so limited from my perspective.
That's right. Right.
So that means, you know, no matter how, we need other members, their function, their view, their feeling. They will see many things we so we should go over to have body conscience. We need to see these 3 points. The first is the uniform of them, the church. And the second is we need to be under the limits of the other members in the body of Christ. And then we need to have the body conscience. And I think our brother Sergio will spend another 5 minutes to fellowship his enjoyment of this message, and we will open up.
Amen. Yeah. When I was praying with Brother Carter and fellowshipping about this, I was saying, maybe sometimes, I'm sorry.
We can't hear you.
Are we? Okay. When I was fellowshipping with Brother Kyle about this message, I was saying that the ground of the church cannot be really understood by the new ones, right? It's not that easy, simple. I didn't understand the ground of the church when I came here. So, as you know, the four aspects of the, you know, the heart of the New Testament are 4 books, right? Where the Lord reveals in the Colossians, Christ is the head, and Ephesians that we are the body, and in Philippians, experience of Christ, and Galatians, God revealed to us He's against religion. So this is what happened now in Christianity. The Lord tried in the beginning of the early ages exterminate the believers, using even Paul, right? But the Lord turned them around. And instead of exterminating, keep growing and growing. So, since he couldn't exterminate the Christianity, the foundation of the Christian faith, he actually confused it. And this is what happened now in Christendom. That we actually, we see a lot of churches all over, right? Churches here, churches there. Now, as the aspect of the universal church, yes, they're all our brothers. We should pray for all of them.
Right.
And we should love them, and if we can share with them, that's great. Because I share with a lot of them. I meet a lot of Christians in my work every single day. And most of them, you know, you can see Christ in many of them. Anyway, they don't have the full knowledge of the truth, but they have some knowledge of the truth. Okay, we are not the only ones. So that's one thing I was telling Brother Kyle, that if we have some new ones, we have to a little bit careful with them. Because I grew up in the Baptist and Pentecostal. I experienced many denominations, right? But one thing is that what's important is to keep the oneness in the Spirit, right? And the united bond of peace. And the only one to keep the oneness is Christ, is Jesus. And this is what I was reading. And in day two, he says in 1 Corinthians, "Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that and that there would be no divisions among you," talking about among us, "but that you be attuned in the same mind and the same opinion." Now, one thing is the only one that can keep us in oneness is the Lord.
Amen.
We're never going to be the same, though. Because Brother Benjamin might like vanilla ice cream. I might like chocolate ice cream. No matter how much we pray for, but if you really like one thing, we're never going to be the same, but we can be one only in the Lord.
Amen.
Only in the Lord we can be one. United. Right? We are different in many things. Now, and also in the day two, which I see that in order to keep that the oneness, there must be 4 ways, it says here. The people should always be one. Should be no division among them. Right? The second, it had to be gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the basic truth. The third, and the habitation place in the Old Testament was the temple. Now in the New Testament is our spirit, our indwelling spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And the four, in our worship, we must have the genuine application of the cross of Christ. This is the next one. Now, So this is the only way they're going to keep us in oneness. And there is a brother who wrote a song, like I comment with him. And he says, and his song, every time I hear this song, he says, "Let them see you, let them see you in me. Let them hear you when we speak." And this is what the only way to gain this is we, like he said, deny ourselves. Because in ourselves, you know, nobody will hear us, right? The church can hear us. So that's the only way we can do it, just deny ourselves so we're able to be in the Spirit. Now, day three. Day three talks about the measure, yes, and also the measure and the function of each of us, right? And many times we don't function properly, right? We haven't prayed when we come here, we haven't read the Word. We don't function properly. And many times some saints don't function for a while. I see some saints that never... But the function must be praying. I mean, the praying, we need a skin, right? Like I said, we need a skin. We need those ones who pray for us, for the church. And that's the function. Some of them are shy. They might never speak probably for a while, maybe let it on. As they keep growing in the church life, they're gonna function more and more. But and also it talks about the faith. Now, this one struck me when it says that the faith is, give us a different measure of faith for each one. So I was sharing with him and said, because one day I went to the summer school in New York and they were talking about that we all had the virtues and of the Lord Jesus, right? Patience, love, and all of that. But humanly speaking, and as we actually, when we receive the Lord, this mingle with the divine, right? With the divine. And then this humanly virtues that the Lord put in us have the potential to reach the divine one day, right? And I believe he did the same with the faith, because in here in Romans says that he gave a certain amount of faith. He gave us a measure of faith, right? He gave a little, some kind of faith, a certain quantity, he gave us another quantity. But only this faith will grow. We grow as our conscience clean. Because if my faith didn't grow, because my conscience was very clay for many years. So, but sometimes we have no forgiveness for. I have problems with my sister for a while. I couldn't forgive my sister because I thought always that she didn't treat my dad fine when he was living with her. I couldn't forgive my sister for many years until the Lord cleaned that out of my conscience. And sometimes we have these things in our conscience that our neighbor, our friends, we don't really want to forget. We might probably, you know, forgive, but we don't forget. So until this our conscience is completely clean, it's very hard for our faith to grow. Right. And this is what it shows, that even though we have different kind of measure of faith, it will not grow if we don't conscience still. I mean, for young people, it's not easy because they want to do a lot of things, worldly things. But as we pray, as we read the Word, then the Lord will have, you know, mercy and His faith. With a faith, His faith, it's not our faith. The mingled faith with the human faith. So then they can keep the oneness. They keep the oneness of the Spirit and united bond of peace. Oh, praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord! Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, this is a very, very important topic. So I want to do some testimony. So I can never emphasize how important topics are. Okay, I only give my testimony. So earlier this year, so I came to the Lord because Lord, I cannot do my job. Right now the job is so demanding with people overtime, like log on 11 p.m. on the line. So I was scared. Actually, my colleague just left. My colleague left, so I came to the Lord, should I leave? And then I think in my spirit, the Lord said, don't leave. So I just followed the Lord. But I don't know what to do. Because, you know, the due time is coming in 4, and I'm the only guy with an offshore. How can I do it? I tell my manager the same thing. You know, I cannot do it. And then, you know, I make it short. So then the people come in, join the end of July. Like, end of July, people join in. So I'm happy. All the people join me in my job, you know, project. But the other one, later on, I talked to my manager, say, you know, when 5 people join, does the productivity like 1 times 5? And he said, no, not necessarily. I think the same thing, because I realize when people come and join in, there's a lot of work to how to keep one accord, right? So, you know, it's not as simple. Five people joining, it can be, you know, almost times five, but it can be, you know, five against each other, and they're going to be the project is doomed. Do you understand what I mean? So I recall all this period, all this a month and a half, I pray to the Lord. I think the most important thing I'm doing in this project is humble before the Lord.
Amen.
And keep the one accord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I need we don't have piano, so I need Sister Amy to help me. Don't let me talk too long. Amen. The page 81, I really appreciate. The basic requirement for the growth and the development of the body is that we recognize our measure and do not go beyond it. Amen? The first one, we must be willing to be limited by our measure. Oh, we must be willing to be limited by our measure. Amen? Two, as soon as we go beyond our measure, we go beyond the authority of the head and move out from under the anointing. Three, when we go beyond our measure, we interfere with the order of the body.
Amen.
Number four, to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think without a sober mind is to annul the proper order of the body's life.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. During this message, there's two brothers sharing. I never see that conference. Two blending brothers, they share together. One is Ron Kangas brother, and the other is Ed. When the brother talk about this, he say, Eddie and I, we have a different age. We have a different portion. We never go to the Starbucks together. Because that, brother, we are the member of this body. We go growing into the head. So they can share in that marvelous conference during that memorial conference. I really appreciate it. It's not their only talk about measure and limit. How to build up together. They really put the role models there. Too huge. That blending brother, they can walk together, speaking one message. Wow! It's only in the recovery. Hallelujah. I appreciate that double portion. Remind us, hallelujah, we sure willing to be a limit. If they say, Brother Joe, you talk too long. Okay, I'm willing to be a limit. Amen. Hallelujah. And these two brothers also mentioned one thing. You have to be happy you are one of that member. He said, you talk about my name two times. Actually, he talk about, maybe you are the toe. Yeah, just pronounce like me. Toe is toe. Hallelujah. You will be happy to be a toe. Amen. I'm not a mouse, but I'm happy to be a toe.
Amen. I need one brother. One brother. Quickly. One brother.
Amen.
Look at this brother. How many are there? How many?
One.
One. How many? One.
One.
Yeah, so I want you to be impressed. How many? One. Just one. How many people? One. How many persons?
One.
So today, all three points are, if we just think of one, one, one person, one. Just put the number one into your being. One. So, for example, now, how many members? How many members? Wow. Many. Right? Hold up a member. Okay. Hold up another member. Very good. Hold up very good. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Now, yeah, so we have many, many members, but one person. One person. One person. So, of course. So, for example, the eye. The eye can see. The eye can see. Can the eye hear?
No.
Can the eye hear? No, of course not. Now look at the ear. Look at the ear. Can the ear see?
No.
No. So what should the ear do when it needs the vision? When it needs the vision, what should the ear do? Rely on the eyes.
Amen.
What should the eyes do? They need to hear. What should they do? They should rely on the ears.
Amen.
Now, Kenny, put your hand on the, put your finger on the table. Who, how did the finger know to put his finger on the table? The ears heard, the head said. So Kenny said, oh, he heard. The head said, put your finger on the table. So this is body, there's body consciousness. Body consciousness. The parts they're conscious of one another. They take care of one another. So now, there's a verse, Philippians 1:8. So who's the person? Who's the person? Is the ear? Is the ear the person? No. Are the eyes the person? No. Now, let's all read Philippians 1:8. This is on day 5?
5.
Day 5. Let's all read Philippians 1:8. Yeah, Philippians 1:8. Quickly.
For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the inward parts of Christ Jesus.
So, the eyes and the ears are coordinated together because there's the head. There's the person. There's one person. This person is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we have the sense within, because of the life within. The Lord is within us.
Amen.
We have the sense within. This gives us the sense of our soul is meant to express the person.
Amen.
So that's because of the sense within. So we have the sense within. That's point number one on body consciousness.
Amen.
The second point is the second verse. It's the next verse on day 5. The care. So the members, we care for one another. We have the sense of the Lord. The Lord, we have the consciousness. So we express Him. We express the Lord. So we pay attention to the person.
Amen.
Not really to one another. We pay attention to the person, and then we're related together. All the members are related together.
Amen.
So we can follow the head to put our finger on the table.
Amen.
Anyway, let me just conclude this way. So since there's one universal body.
Yes.
One universal body, right? This one universal body is one person. One person.
Amen.
So put the number one in yourself, in your being. There can only be the church. So now, where is the church? Where is the church? We're physical. We have blood and flesh. Blood and flesh. We exist on the earth in a local place, a specific place. We as physical people are not universal. We're local. We're specific. We're definite. So where is the church? Where is the church? Where is the one person? Where? So, Kenny, put your finger on the table again. So Deuteronomy 12:5 is very significant. It says, to the place that Jehovah will choose.
Amen.
To put my name there.
Amen.
Put my name there. There should you, to his habitation, there you should see.
Amen.
So, we live, where do we live? The Lord chose for the expression, for the existence, practically on the earth, you know, physically, for the expression, for the existence, for the expression so everyone can see, and for the practice of the church, the Lord chose where we live as for the existence, for the expression, and for the practice of the church. He chose the locality. So 1 Corinthians 1:2 says, the church of God, which is in Corinth, in Piscataway. Right? And Revelation 1:11, to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, and so on. Thank you, Brother Kenny.
Amen.
So with the vision of the one person, we can see the members, we're all related. We just have, there's just one person. We express the one person in the universe.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It's hard to
get
the standing up.
You can all stand up. You don't need to, yeah.
Stand. I'll just keep it short.
day six actually really touched me because I'm an independent person with that kind of mindset. But independence is actually what kills the body, because when we're in ourself, we do not have the body. So I just thought of this example. If you're independent and you seek your own building up and your own way, then you may actually hinder the functioning of the body. Like, I've been biking a lot, so my legs are, like, really strong right now. But then I went to swim, and I did that drill where you clamp a float between your legs and you just work on your arms, and I couldn't even do, like, four laps. So if you only... like, for example, in this illustration, if my legs only seek to make themselves stronger and their own improvement, then the functioning of my other members will be impeded. And we must... this goes back to a couple of the other days. I don't remember which one right now, but it also says we should have a balanced development of the body.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll just follow on. I really enjoyed the sharing so far about not going beyond our own measure, because then that puts you beyond the authority of the Lord. But at the same time, the Lord has given each of us a measure, right?
Amen.
And I think maybe it's an age thing, maybe it's a personality thing, but maybe some people here don't go beyond your measure, and then they're scared to do anything. They think, oh, I don't want to do more than I'm capable of, I don't want to go beyond my measure. But then they are missing out, right? They're not fulfilling their portion. And sometimes it's really important to the body consciousness is so important, because, you know, as the brother shared, if the body doesn't develop in a balanced way, then it's not normal. And you may think, well, I'm good at this one thing, and I know that I can take care of this task very, very well by myself. And then, on the one hand, you may be going beyond your measure. And on the other hand, another member of the body is missing out on the opportunity to be developed in that way, right? It's really important to have this consciousness, not just to say, I want the task to be done perfectly, I need this work to be done perfectly, but to remember, like, everything we do is for the body and the development
Amen.
Of the body.
Amen.
So don't do things on your own,
Amen.
And don't be afraid to do things. Right? A good way to be limited to your measure is to think, like, well, you know, I don't know if anyone is helping this older one on this task. Maybe I should go ask and participate, you know? And that may be a good way for you to mutually build each other up.
Amen. Amen.
Rather than one person think, well, I'm always doing all of the work independently, and another person too afraid to offer. Right? I think this communication is so important.
Amen.
And having this body consciousness of, I don't want people to be independent, and I don't want to be too scared or too afraid to help, right? Even under the leading of the body and the authority of the Lord.
Amen.
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 I was touched by a sentence in day three. Two sentences. It says, all the members must receive life from the head and function in proper order. If our relationship with the head is proper, we will keep our place in the body spontaneously.
Amen.
So after I read that, I was like, okay, I need to know the Lord as the head, you know. And but then I was reading another portion, and this message was actually titled The Consciousness of the Body of Christ. And it was saying how it says, the more we enjoy Christ, the more I realize and experientially that the Christ we enjoy is the head of the body. This realization making us conscious of the body and causing us to love all the members of the body. And the brother here says, do not try to enjoy Christ as a head. Do not say, Lord, right now I'm going to enjoy you as the head. The Lord in response may say, first you need to enjoy me as the burnt offering, as resurrection life, as grace, as mercy, as endurance, and as encouragement. And so from this portion of the message, I just really appreciated, actually, we just need to love the Lord, enjoy the Lord, pray, read, sing, get fully out of ourselves into this enjoyment.
Amen.
Actually, the more we enjoy Christ is the head of the body. So the more we enjoy Christ, the more we become conscious of and know him as the head, and the more we know him as the head, we spontaneously become conscious of the body.
Amen.
And it says, this realization will make us conscious of the body and cause us to love all the members of the body, including the healthy members, the unhealthy members, the strong members, the weak members, the functioning members, and the passive members. It is normal for us to love every part of our body. Likewise, it is a great release for us to love all the members of Christ's body without partiality as the head does. And I just appreciated that word because, you know, sometimes you might get introspective and you're like, oh, is this myself? Am I body conscious? And, you know, all these, but actually, what we need to do is we need to enjoy Christ more. Amen. Because Christ is the head of the body. Amen. Because we come to know Him, He loves the body, right? He loves every member without partiality. And so as we enjoy Him and we love Him, He's filling us with Himself. He's making us His reproduction. We automatically also become conscious of the body and love every member.
Amen.
I also want to share something about day three. Day three is that every member has a definite place, definite assignment, and definite position, and none can replace another. So that means all of the members are indispensable. We have our own portion of the function.
Yes.
So every time when we come to the meeting, we have to have, keeping our mind, we need to function in this meeting. Doesn't really matter what kind of function. Maybe you'll just pick a hymn, or maybe just give a little prayer, or maybe just prophesy. Doesn't really matter what kind of, function. But the main point here is you have to function.
Yeah, right.
Not because we are important, but because we are indispensable.
Right.
So if this meeting, you function, you will feel the meeting is very satisfying. It's your meeting. You're really a part of the meeting.
Yes.
And also, I think that the Lord will satisfy with this kind
Amen.
Of
meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this week I really saw a little light on how the oneness of the body is related to the functioning of the members of the body. I never saw or I never connected these two things before. Put it this way, you know, when we talk about the oneness of the body, we know this is important. We know this is what the Lord is after. And all of us here sitting here, we would say, I'm for the oneness of the body. So I don't want to do anything divisive. I wouldn't want to say anything divisive. But have you ever considered that your function, whether you function or you don't function in the church life, that will directly affect the oneness of the body? In these verses in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, verse 17, it says, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were the hearing, where would the smelling be? It's not just saying eyes, noses, feet. It's saying hearing, smelling, seeing. What is that? That is the functioning of the members of the body. So I was so impressed with this that as members of the body, we all have a function. And we need to exercise to function according to our measure. If not, then we cannot say the body is one, right? Because inevitably, what will end up happening is some members will have to overfunction. Actually, Kenny's illustration was really good, right? And I think a good illustration is just our prophesying meeting, right? Sometimes if no one speaks, I have the tendency, okay, maybe I'll stand up again and speak again, right? This is like the body, right? If one member is not functioning, right? Let's say my left arm cannot function anymore. Then my right arm will have to overfunction, overfunction, overfunction. In that sense, then when you look at the body, there is not the oneness, right? There is not the expression. So I just appreciate so much that in the church life, we need to learn, right, to function according to our measure. It's not to say, oh, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to do anything, right, that will damage the body. But we can learn, right, how to fellowship, how to coordinate, right, in the services and all the aspects of the church life. And just to finish with this this testimony, you know, these messages were given in Memorial Day Conference. One of the things that the staff in that Nassau Coliseum told us, what they were quite amazed was that everybody just did what they were told. And there weren't, like, opinions. There weren't, like, disorder. And so they kept on asking, who are you guys? Where do you come from? Like, how do you do this, right? To put together such an event and where everything could just flow harmoniously, there is a real expression there.
Right.
So oneness can be seen, right? Amen. When all the members of the body function according to their measure.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen.
I also enjoyed on day three, it said that when we truly come under the authority of the head, he set us in our special place in the body and apply us to our special function. I appreciate that Lord grant each one of us a special function. So when we don't function according to, when we don't function what the Lord grant us a function, then some other member has to over-function. And this is not what a normal church should be. So Lord, maybe you grant us the willing that we will all go before you to pray for our special
Amen.
Portion.
Amen.
I like the sentence, I think it's on day 6, that says, the self must be condemned, denied, rejected, and renounced. And so they mentioned the verse that we should consider one another more excellent than ourselves, but there's just something in our nature that doesn't like to be limited. And there's just something in my nature that is totally against the body life. And so I can't genuinely say that I consider the saints more excellent than myself. And so, like, in order for us to love unconditionally and to be gladly spent on behalf of the saints, there needs to be a breaking, and it's uncomfortable. So if we're here for comfort, we can only go so far, because there's something in our nature that is not for the body life.
Amen.
And God needs to deal with that. And then, but the producing of that is really glorious. It's like
Amen.
The oneness, the real oneness of the church.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so a point I really enjoyed is that we have to rely on others, because I mean, I don't really like relying on other people too much, but I kind of have to, because I'm not good at speaking. No, physically, I'm not strong. No, maybe I'll need like Kenny to lift some heavy objects or maybe work.
With his legs, not his arms.
I mean, he's stronger than me with both, so. But yeah, like, you know, I can't do much on my own, but like, I still have my role. But I'll need to rely on some other people to take care of other portions of life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
This week, I was very, very touched by day 4 and day 5. There is a phrase or a word said about the feeling of the head and the feeling of Christ or the feeling of the body. I really think that is the key to our church life. And I was very touched by the example that the message shows that Paul, you know, here it says that even Paul had to learn to take the Lord's restriction. So, you know, I think that, you know, in the church life, in ourselves, I don't want to be limited. But I think that the Lord is very wise. He would make the arrangement so that the person who is close to you, that's your restriction, and that's your balance. And I think that the same thing in the church life. I think that sometimes we want to do this, we want to do that. I think that last time we said that we all love the Lord. But then the thing is that, you know, when we love the Lord, we actually want to do a lot of things. We want to stretch here, you know, go there. But then here it says that, you know, Paul, he actually wanted to go to Spain. And he had thought about that several years, for a long time. And then he even told the saints in Rome, I'm going there to visit you, and I will go to Spain. But the Lord actually measures him, and then limited him. And eventually, he did not go. And actually, this week, young people's message, it also talk about God's feeling. You know, I think in the church life, we really need to learn to sense this feeling of the body. I think I'm still learning. And now I learn a little bit more, because every time when Kyle says no, then I know that probably I need to stop a little bit and check with other people, and then, you know, then we can move together.
Amen.
Because somewhere in the message, it also says that, you know, sometimes it's actually not about right or wrong. You know, we always think that we are right, and we are 150% right. But then if we always think that we are right, and then, you know, other people are wrong, then we actually cannot go together.
Right.
We cannot be like soul. We cannot be one accord.
Right.
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, whenever this verse is mentioned, I just love it. You know, it's Ephesians 4:16, and that's quoted in this week's message. It's out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. So you see very clearly the growth of the body and the building up of the body depends on two things. The joint of the rich supply, which is all the conferences, the trainings, the seven feasts, as the rich supply coming in. We shouldn't miss it. And the second thing is, you know, just like Brother Shepherd shared, the functioning of each one part. Measure of each one part. We each have a measure that's indispensable in God's eyes. And we are responsible to the Lord to exercise and function that and make this one part function. Otherwise, you know, the body cannot be built up and it cannot grow. The growth of the body, this verse says, is dependent on these two components. Amen.
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 Really appreciating, you know, overall, knowing life in the church, the whole collection of messages that's given in the Memorial Day Conference. Last week, we touched something very high, right? The nature of the church, as Brother has shared in the beginning. And this week, we come to some practical points, right, of living the body life, right, living the church life. So, and it's centered around this oneness. And this is what God's desire is. There's only one head, right? There's only one body in the universe. That is what the Lord is after, right? The Lord, this morning I was, you know, really touched by, you know, the saints' prayer and all the hymns through the the table meeting, and we truly you know, appreciate that the Lord, as the only grain, you know, fallen to the earth to die, and you know, bear many many grains, and all the grains needs to come together, right, to form this one loaf. And this is this is a testimony.
Amen.
Every week when we come to the Lord's Day meeting, we need to be reminded, this is what the Lord is after. He's after this one body.
Amen.
But in practicality, it's very important, because we're still fallen human beings, right?
Amen.
We're sinners. So in our nature, as the message we're giving, we're all individualists, right? We like ourselves better than anything else, right? Unconsciously, right? As brothers and sisters have shared, you know, a lot of time we treasure our own opinion, our own judgment, our own whatever, you know, perception, and we would think highly of our opinions higher than anybody else, right? That's why the, you know, Bible has to, Paul in his epistles, he has to remind us from time to time, right? We have to be in one accord. We need to be in one soul, right? We need to all to think, not to think ourselves highly than others, right?
Yeah.
We need to treasure, you know, other members of the body, right? We need to, even the little ones, the weak ones, we need to treasure them. So this is what the Lord is after. That's what the Spirit was speaking. And in fact, you know, this whole message was also reminded me of the long prayer that was in John 17 by the Lord, right? Just before he was, you know, being crucified, right? The night when he was talking with his disciples. And that long prayer was for the oneness, right? This is, the Lord knows, because we're under our limitation. So all of us really needs to bear the same mind. But how do we gain this mind? We have to really be touched by the Lord.
Amen.
We really have to allow Him to grow in us, allow Him to expand in us. Only when we have the one person of Christ that's operating within us, when we come together, there's only one person, which is Christ.
Amen.
So when we're serving together, it's not us, it's Christ serving together, right?
Amen.
When we come together, when we fellowship, it is Christ. So may Christ expand in our church.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is not my first time hearing a message about building our body, but to be honest, I think I'm still didn't come to the full realization of what a body is. What does it mean to be body conscious? So I was praying to the Lord, show me what is the body? What is that? What do you mean by body conscious? Oh, Lord Jesus. So I don't enjoy that. In this 6, it says, seeing the vision of the self has much to do with the body. So, oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
It is very touching that many times our focus is on the body, it is right, but we didn't realize that our self is the greatest problem to the body.
Right.
So, when talking about this matter of the building of the body, we must come to the Lord to have us to deny ourselves, and our independent soul must be dealt with.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. May the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Really show me what the body is.
Amen.
And what does it mean to be body conscious.
Amen.
And it caused me to be willing to deny myself.
Amen.
And it's really touching me that the brother mentioned this message that the self, we must renounce the self in all things, day by day.
Amen.
So, I was speaking to myself that I need this kind of practice. To deny myself. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I just enjoy this point about, it says that if we realize that a Christian is nothing more than a member, we will no longer be proud. And we need to see that we are members and we need to treasure one another as other members.
Amen.
And I just realized, like, also following what a brother shared, like, the self is hateful in the eyes of God, and it's a hindrance to the building of God.
Yes, amen.
And what I really enjoy is that everything that Christ has is in the body.
Amen.
So, like, there's nothing from ourselves, but it's all in Christ. And so we need to be those who live in the body. And what does that mean? Like, I'm still learning. But I enjoy that in this message it says that we need to see and honor the body.
Mm-hmm.
But so this really just requires God's mercy that we may see the vision of the body.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
That we may learn to live in the body. Because no matter what our condition is, there is always a supply of the body.
Amen.
And I just really enjoy this.
Amen.
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 You said we need a body conscience. It doesn't matter anything is yes or no, good or bad.
Right.
So the last time we have shared how to call the hymn. So after the share this morning, Brother Joe asked Jason, before you call the hymn in the Lord's table, why recently you didn't call? So I just told him that, oh, we need to follow the flow of the Spirit in the Lord's table. So I guess because of this, young people like Jason too, he is not there to call the hymn. But because of that, we always think, oh, if I call this hymn, probably it's wrong. Then last time, make a brother John overfunction, he called us. him three times. So same as myself, I think myself is coaching is not a mouse, so definitely I should not talk too much in the meeting. But if I don't share my portion, then I will make other members of the body overfunction.
Amen.
So I really should have a body conscious.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Before I start, anyone who feel that you want to function and your heart is...
Oh, wow. I didn't read the other Yerba material, but I did read the young people's material, and I promise it's related.
Mm-hmm.
So the young people material, a part of it said that we have to become holy. And become holy, how do we become holy? We just have to cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
And this, if we want to be built up, perfected by one another, it's not by ourselves, but we have to turn to the Lord in this cooperation. Because out of ourselves, when the Lord breaks us, we get really angry, and we might even turn away from the Lord. But if we're cooperating with the Lord, we're getting saturated with Him, we actually get perfected. And I just really enjoyed this word saturated, becoming saturated with God's holy nature. So if you stand out in the rain, you get saturated, right, with water. If you jump in a pool, you also get saturated. But if you're wearing a rain jacket on the rain, it just goes pink, and it doesn't, you don't get saturated, right? So sometimes we don't want to get saturated with the Lord either, right? And it's like sometimes it's, I feel it too, you know? It's like, Lord, this is my study time. Lord, this is my goal, my way. And sorry, Lord, this is my test. It's the demonstration of my knowledge. And Lord, I don't know, sometimes in our experience, I feel like we wear a Jesus-proof jacket. Sorry, Lord, this isn't your time for us. Yeah, you know, it's just, you can only be here during the meeting. You can saturate my head, but not the rest of my body, you know? And then, sorry, Lord, I'm right. Sorry, Lord, it's my time right now. So we got to pray that, oh Lord, we just want to be saturated. Why don't we say that? Lord, I want to be saturated.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
I want to be saturated.
Amen.
Lord, I want
to be saturated.
Amen. And I think that it's through saturation that truly we'll be one. Because if we don't have God's nature, then each one of us as individuals, there's nothing for us to come together to keep us together.
Amen.
So if we're saturated with the Lord, then we... comes easily, that we'll be able to function in the body, and we'll be able to work as one.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Father say, we want to be saturated.
Amen.
The way to get saturated, the first thing we need to do is open to the Lord.
Amen.
Open to the Lord, so the Lord have a way, can dispense Himself into us.
Amen.
And then I think this week's message is so crucial, so practical. And we really need to open to the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord will use this message, speak to us again and again.
Yes.
And I appreciate the first point, right? First rule, number point. When we talk about the ground, a lot of times we only emphasize on local ground. But here it didn't say, it just say what? Oneness. Oneness. Unique ground of oneness.
Amen.
Why we have a local ground? To preserve the unique ground of oneness. So today, if someone come in with the outfit of a priest, what do you do? Oh, do you know this is church in Piscataway? It's Christianity. It's not Catholic. No. You have the heart to include all the Christians.
Amen.
Yes, we have limited numbers, but dear brothers and sisters, our heart has to, we have to include everyone in this locality.
Amen.
That's the principle. That's the unique ground of oneness.
Amen.
And we need to keep this oneness.
Amen.
So even though we our receive of the saints, the same way. Even though you may have a different, some truth, you may not agree. But if we have a one Lord, if we have one Redeemer, we have a one Bible,
amen.
We are one.
Amen.
We need to receive them.
Amen.
Amen. Now, and then,
I appreciate that on the first one, it's not only talking about ground, he also mentioned about we cannot be divided.
Amen.
Right? We only can keep one name.
Amen.
And we also need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Because Lord today is living in our spirit.
Amen.
And last but not least, very important, we need to go through the cross.
Amen.
Signified by the altar. When we come into the house of God, we have to go through altar. So dear brother and sister, we need to take cross.
Amen.
So we can deny ourselves and then reject our nature life.
Amen.
And then point 2 and 3, they talk about quite a few, I would say in a way it's a practical matter about our measure. Right? Lord set our position. The Lord point out our function, right? Our function. So in a way, we have to know our measure. So let me ask this question: do we know our measure? Okay. And let me ask further question: if you know your measure, are you satisfied with your measure? Okay. And this is very, very important. Many times, the Brother Joe mentioned fellowship about we need to willing to be limited by our measure. The limit is very, very important. The saints, especially young saints here, our measure oftentimes grows. But even your measure grows, you're still limited by other members.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
We always under a limitation.
Amen.
Because that's what the head has set up.
Amen.
So we, you know, I'm very touching one example today on the outline is that when Paul went to what's the place? The
Macedonia,
right?
Yeah.
And then they see the doors being open. What do you do? Door is open. John, let's go. Let's do it. And then I say, oh, I have no rest in my spirit, for I did not find Titus my brother. What kind of spirit is this? So what is the ruling here? What's the limit? Really, is the ruling in the spirit.
Amen.
So let's read why Colossians 3:15 say, let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts.
Amen.
So, yes, you have to follow the spirit, anointing of the spirit.
Amen.
That's what Paul did. I can't understand. Let's do it first. And then worry about it later. No, he just followed that leading. Many times, dear saints, we say, oh Lord, I want to do this. This is my burden. I want to do this. And oftentimes we forgot to ask, Lord, what should I do? Is that the Paul asked in Book of Acts, right? What shall I do?
Amen.
Not, this is what I want to do.
Right.
Many times we need to come to the Lord, say, Lord, what shall I do?
Amen.
Right? Of course, Paul asked the first questions, Lord, who are you? And that said, the Lord is our goal to pursue, but also we need to ask constantly. Even in a service, everything is set. We just follow the routine. No, ask, Lord, what shall I do?
Amen.
And in the matter of body conscience, it's very important. You know, in this church, and if you are in usher service, you make a decision. It may impact on others, right? So I think we all know. But on the church level, of course, you know, and brothers say, oh, the church of Anaheim, church in Anaheim has to be careful what decision they made. Yeah, of course, it's Anaheim. How about the church in Piscataway? Well, we don't say, oh, we make this decision or impact on them globally, they'll probably be beyond our measure, right? But how about we make this decision, how about the neighboring churches? How about Central Jersey? How about New Jersey? How about Northeast? That, dear saints, is what we need to think about. If I do this, how about if other members be impacted by this? Other churches be impacted by this? So this is very, very, I think, very sober word to me, at least. We really need to see things with a sober mind. Right? Don't think something, don't treat yourself you are not. Now, I think two things very common in the church life. One is that you look down on the functions or measures of yourself. And that's from the Corinthians. It says, I am not. Right? Amen. I am not an I. I'm not this member. I'm not member. Let's look down on yourself. Right. How many sins have you done this? I've done this many times. I said, Lord, I'm not this. So, don't bother me. We have to see. Don't look down on your measure.
Right.
Another thing, and a lot of people also encounter, is that you look down on other members.
Right. Right.
That means, that it says, I have no need of you.
Amen.
How many times you didn't say it, but in your heart say, I have no need of you. I can do this single-handed. I can do this, I can do that. So, this is two traps that in the church life. Okay, how do we conquer that? If you think that, oh Lord, I preach gospel, it's easy. I preach this for last 20 years. I can just go. I don't need another person, another member to coordinate with me. We are falling into this trap. If you think that I can do this, I don't need you. This is very subtle. Subconsciously, you know I need another person. But when you're doing this, you may say, oh, I don't really need him. I don't really need her. I can do it. Dear saints, we are not here as a colleagues to perform a particular task and do a good job. No. We are here to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So this is so important. We need to pray together.
Amen.
We need to fellowship together.
Amen.
Not our focus is not, my function can prosper. No. Body of Christ need to be built up.
Amen.
This is very, very important.
Amen.
So dear saints, in our daily living, in our church life, in our service life, may we have respect what the Lord measured for us and also have a body conscience.
Amen.
And then boil down to one thing, we need to care for each other. I'm very touched by the brother mentioned about the last advice or last input that Brother Lee gave the elders in Anaheim.
Yes.
Right? Love each other.
Okay.
Your wife, love
yes.
each other. Love each other's children.
Amen.
What's this? This is love. This is care. This is body conscience.
Amen.
And then, one more minute. Another point I'm very touched is that write a check of oneness. I don't know if you recall in the meeting. Write a check of oneness. What does that mean? In Ephesians 4, it says we need to be diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit. But we are human beings. Sometimes very, very easy to fall into the trap. The brother gave an example. He said, when you see a brother start praying, a lot of times you will see some brother pull their hair. I don't know if you did or not. You are probably better. Sometimes I did that. And then another brother pray, he just say, Amen! And the brother said, this is time you need to write a check of oneness. That means you need to say amen to all the prayers. You need to say amen to all the members of the body.
Amen.
This is a body conscience.
Amen.
So this is very practical. It's just to this, even the prayer, say amen. we need to care for this oneness.
Amen.
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
Amen.
And may this word continue coming back to us.
Amen.
Remind us how to act, how to behave in the house of God.
Let me see. Young people, they not all. Maybe a few of them. People that can first.